Our show this week about one of our great nonprofits, and I think one of the premier events that we have around the Courthouse Square, and I'm talking about Cooking on the Square, and it's put on by Habitat Humanity each year. And my guests this week are Ashley Martin and Amanda Selby, and we're going to talk about this great event, 29th year coming up, how you can get tickets, dates, times, and everything. So thanks for joining us this week. Guys, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate you coming and talking about Cooking on the Square.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to be here.
What's the date this year? We got a special one this year, right?
Yeah, we've got a special date this year. Cooking on the Square actually falls on Halloween. Yep.
So are we going to dress up?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be a party without dressing up. It wouldn't be Halloween without dressing up. So we've got a costume contest coming this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Along with a special edition Halloween t-shirt.
Halloween t-shirts. Wow, that's great. This event, it's kind of took on a life of its own, hasn't it? I mean, I see more people turn out for this and maybe anything else we have for that short a period of time. When you're only looking at a couple of hours, this event's going to go around the square. I mean, it's packed with people coming out all the time.
It is. It's constant going, trying to maneuver through everybody to get exactly where you want, because people have their favorite booths they want to go to. So they're making a beeline right to them, especially Lanyap's right there in the middle.
Yes, it's amazing. So if you've never been to Cooking on the Square, this is where we shut down the Courthouse Square. Habitat Humanity puts it on each year, and you have all these booths that have got you food to eat and jambalaya. It's Cajun themed, but all kinds of desserts and about anything you can think of to eat. And for a couple hours on that Halloween, you're shutting down the square. You come, you pay one ticket price, and you eat all you want to in that period of time.
Yes, that's right. It's kind of like a Cajun street party.
Yeah. So tell everyone, October 31st, tell folks how they can get tickets to come to the Cooking on Square.
You can buy tickets on Habitat's website. It's uchabitat.org. You can also grab them at the Habitat Restore and at most of the local banks around town.
Yeah, so there's plenty of places to buy tickets. You don't want to wait until the day of the event, though, do you?
No, they do sell fast, so we like to encourage everybody to go ahead and get their ticket now. We also have several different ticket options. You know, last year we did our golden ticket. We're doing that again this year. So for a little bit of extra money, for $40, you can buy a golden ticket and skip the line. And basically what that means is that you can come to the Habitat office the week before and actually take your time, pick out your special bowl, and then the day of the event, all you have to do is just walk right in. No waiting in line.
No waiting in line. I have seen the line up all the way around, from down around the funeral home all the way back up around the square before. Now, last year went great with you doing this special ticket event.
Yeah, it really was a game changer and that was a big goal of ours, was to try to decrease the wait time and in the lines, because we understand it's during lunch, and so a lot of times people don't have time to wait for an hour to get in. They're trying to come during their lunch break.
Right. Well, man, if you buy your tickets early, there's a chance that if you wait till that day, you may not get in.
Yep. It is first come, first serve. So even with that general admission ticket that you purchase, it is not guaranteed to get a bowl. So definitely that's why the lines get bogged up so quick, is because people want to hurry up and try to grab a bowl. But if you wait the day of to purchase your ticket, I hate to say, but we might not have enough.
Might not have enough. You don't want to do that, because it's a popular event. All the proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity. They know you build homes, and some people think you give away homes. That's not right. That's not correct. So you're building these homes for folks. You hold the mortgage. These folks put, what do you call it, sweat equity.
A lot of sweat equity, yes.
To where that they help build the homes. You've got all these contractors come in. They volunteer their time. You got a lot of volunteers that help build the home. And these people pay a mortgage every month, just like anybody would, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing. Did I say you're getting close to being on your 100th home, 94, 6, something like that?
We've got a couple more going in Jay Coot right now. Just had another couple groundbreaking, and we had a groundbreaking in Livingston. So this is new for us as well over there.
And we're going to talk about it a little later in another segment. You're starting in DeKalb County with a chili thing we're going to talk about later. Let's talk about the history of Cooking on the Square. I mean, this is your 29th year, I believe.
Yep, 29th year.
And I haven't been to all of them. I've been to a lot of them over the years. Tell us, how did the event get started? I mean, this had to be somebody's brainchild somewhere along the line, didn't it?
It was. There was two gentlemen, John Clemens and Don Calcoat. They came together and they wanted to create some kind of event to help raise funds for, you know, Habitat for Humanity. So when they did this, they were like, all right, let's just have a little cook-off. I think there was 19 participants at that time, cook teams, I guess you can call them.
Yeah.
And they decided also, I believe it was John and his wife, they learned how to go ahead and throw the bowls. And this is where the bowls come into place.
Handmade bowls.
Handmade bowls, just like the ones we continue to do today. But then it was only 300 bowls thrown, as now it's 3,500.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it, how this event's grown?
Mm-hmm.
And the public has embraced it so much. Of course, they embraced Habitat. But they embrace this event because they know all the proceeds are going to Habitat, and the amount of money that Habitat, I mean, you're building a house or two with the money you're raising here, right?
Yep. We're spreading the funds across a couple homes, but last year, of course, was our record-breaking year. We raised almost about $160,000 last year.
That's amazing.
It is.
And I remember years ago when it started out, it was a few thousand, and it's continued to grow.
$5,700 was the first year ever is how much it raised.
Wow. It's really been good. And if you've never been, and I think most of you watching or listening probably have been, it's a rain or shine event. We never know what the weather is going to be the last Friday in October, do we?
That's right. It can be unpredictable. You know, we've been very fortunate the past couple of years to have beautiful weather. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that this last Friday in October coming up is going to be the same.
It can be rain. It can be sunshine. It can be snow. We just never know what's going to happen.
But you know what? People still come out. The community still supports it. And, you know, it has become a tradition in the Upper Cumberland.
It has, no matter what the weather is. I mean, we've had some cold rains. People still turn out just the same.
Absolutely, yep.
So we're hoping the weather will be good. Well, with it falling on Halloween this year, you've got some special edition t-shirts, too, that you're doing, right?
We do. We are selling t-shirts. They are pre-order only. I don't know if you've seen any of our advertisements, but we have a little special Halloween crawfish, and the t-shirts say, "Gumbo, so good it's scary." But yeah, you definitely want to be sure to pre-order them.
Do that on the website?
Yes, you can do it on the website. You can also get on the Cooking on the Square Facebook page. There's a QR code that you can scan and order your t-shirt. They're $20. But yeah, definitely go out. That's just another way you can help support Habitat, and all the proceeds go towards helping build houses.
So, right. Yeah. Talk about the tickets, the options that people have and costs for the tickets, and it's well worth what you're paying. I can eat my weight, I guess, and that's what I like about this event. I can walk right out of my office at the courthouse and just we mingle and you see folks. And, of course, we've started cooking, several of the elected officials. We've started cooking, and we enjoy that, to be able to see all those folks. But you get to eat all that food. It's amazing. So what's the ticket option? How do they do the tickets?
So right now, of course, you can get your pre-sold tickets. There's two options for them. The golden ticket, which we introduced last year, what Ashley was mentioning, it's the skip the line. You get your bowl early. You get to walk right into the event. We've got a designated area just for you to go straight in. You don't have to worry about anybody else. And then, of course, those are $40. Then we've got our general admission ticket, which is $30. Mm-hmm. You can get those online, local banks, over at the Habitat office and at the Habitat Restore.
Big deal, though, between the two, if you do the general admission, you got to pick your bowls up that day of the Cooking on the Square, right?
Correct, yes, yes.
So there could be a line.
There could be a line. And also, definitely want to encourage people to get their tickets ahead of time, because the day of the event, they are $45.
So you save money if you go ahead and do the pre-tickets, and you also pick up your bowls early. So as soon as those gates open, you walk in and start eating, right?
That's right. And we have multiple opportunities for the golden ticket to pick up your bowl. The bowl pickup starts on Monday, October 20th through Thursday, October the 23rd from 9 to 4 p.m. Is that
9
correct?
To 4 at the Habitat office.
At the Habitat office on Spring Street. If you're not able to pick your tickets up at that time, there is a second pickup time on Monday the 27th. From 1 to 6 at the First United Methodist Fellowship Hall. So multiple opportunities if you purchase the golden ticket to pick up your bowl.
Let me recommend you get the golden ticket. It's much easier. You don't have to wait in line. You can get through and start enjoying all the great food. Talking about Habitat's Cooking on the Square. We're going to talk more about it, but we've got to take a quick break. Stay with us. Hope you're having a great week. Our show this week is about one of the premier events that happens on the Courthouse Square each year, and that's Cooking on the Square. It's put on by Habitat for Humanity. All the proceeds from Cooking on the Square go to Habitat, and they help build homes in Putnam County and now starting to expand out into some of the surrounding counties. Ashley Martin and Amanda Selby with Habitat are my guests this week, and we're talking about Cooking on the Square is happening on Halloween this year.
Yep.
I'm not sure. I guess that's happened before. I mean, it rolls around every so many years. We're going to spruce it up a little bit this year. We're going to all dress up.
Yeah, we're having a Halloween contest. Why not? Got to take advantage of the opportunity.
So have you got your outfit picked out yet?
No, I don't.
We need to talk about
that. We do, yes.
It's coming up sooner than we think.
Yeah.
Hey, we're already, 11th, 12th year of October, and it's going to be here before we know it. So y'all get on it.
Oh, we'll be ready. Don't you worry.
Up as a mayor. I think that's going to be my
perfect.
So let's talk about Cooking on the Square. It's a great event. 29th year. Tremendous amount of history in Cooking on the Square and how it started and everything. But if folks don't know about Cooking on the Square, give a little overview of what you do and what it's all about.
So we've got a lot of volunteers involved with Cooking on the Square. It's not just the volunteers that help us get this event ready, but it's also our cook and bake and drink teams.
Yeah.
So we have over 68 cook teams. That's everything from gumbo, jambalaya. We've got, someone makes the hush puppies, and there's other things besides just gumbo.
Right.
But it's all Cajun themed. And then we've got 20 bake teams. So once you're done going around getting full off that, you can go sneak over to Sweet Street, fill up all you can on desserts.
Yes.
And then, of course, we've got 7 drink teams around that's handing drinks out. So everything's provided for you. It's a great fun event. And these are all volunteers. These are companies and individuals coming together for an amazing cause.
It's a social event, isn't it, Ashley?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're growing in Cookeville and got a lot more people than we used to have, but it's a social event that I see people that I may not see but once a year except for Cooking on the Square.
Oh, yeah, and throughout the year as we're planning this, Amanda and I have people come up to us and they have family in from out of town that come every year. And even in my real job, I invite my clients that have moved from out of state to come, and they love the event. I mean, it has really become a tradition in the Upper Cumberland.
It has. Yep. And it's not just Putnam County either. I see folks, I've got in-laws and outlaws and all those in the surrounding counties, and they are coming now to it. It's become such a big event. Let's talk about if folks want to get tickets, we need to remind them how they do that and the options they have with the tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go online at uchabitat.org, purchase your ticket online. You can stop by the Habitat office on Spring Street or the Habitat Restore, and then they're also available at most of the local banks as well.
Two options on tickets now. General admission, but you got a special gold ticket, right?
Well, we've got the golden ticket. I feel like Willy Wonka holding
the golden ticket. Yeah.
Yes, we introduced the golden ticket last year, so it is the skip the line ticket. You get two for $40. Go pick out your bowl the week before the event and have your time picking it out, and then when you show up to the event, you just walk right in. No more lines. And we all know that line is long.
Before you started the golden ticket, I have seen it lined up from where you pick your bowls up around by the funeral home, back up Washington, and all the way back around the square. You don't want to do that.
No. You want
to get the golden ticket so you can pick your bowl up earlier. And they can do that at the Habitat office, or you're going to have, 2 or 3 weeks of options about picking up the bowls?
Mm-hmm. We've got, October 20th to the 23rd, you get to pick it up over at the Habitat office. You actually get to go into where we make the bowls, our pottery studio. So not only do you get to pick your bowl, but you actually get to go where they're made.
People not realize that, but that's one of the neat things about the Cooking on the Square is all these bowls are handmade.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
3,400 or 3,500 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I got a preview of them the other day. They are fantastic.
Isn't that amazing, though, for somebody to set and make that many bowls?
We've got a lot of volunteers that help with that. There's a lot of local artists that come together. They volunteer or they donate some of their bowls. There's a lot of bowl-a-thons going on with, Mid-South Pottery?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole nother thing, a part of Cooking on the Square that just makes it special.
I've got a whole collection of them.
I do, too.
I can tell you each year which one of those bowls were.
And a lot of people come back year after year just to get a bowl.
Just to get a bowl.
Yeah. They have become kind of a collectible.
Items.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is. let's talk about Habitat, both of you involved in it now. And it's not just Cooking on the Square. Habitat is a huge part of our community. When you look at all what I call affordable housing for folks that y'all have been able to do, you're getting up close to your 100th house, and I know it's 90-something. What made you two want to get involved and volunteer in Habitat? I'll hit you first, Amanda.
Oh, gosh. So 10 years ago, I got a phone call from one of my friends, Casey Overstreet, and she just said, hey, I need your help. And I didn't even ask her what it was. I threw my yes on the table. I knew it had to be something
Casey
good.
Casey asked, you're going to say yes.
I'm going
right?
to say yes, yeah. yes. And I am so thankful she got me involved. It's been an amazing past 10 years following, leading with her, and then now with me and Ashley. It's just, it's been great.
Ashley, what got you involved?
And I have got big shoes to fill. since Casey officially stepped down last year as co-chair, this is my first year as co-chair, but I've actually been involved with Cooking on the Square for the past couple years. Amanda actually encouraged me to get involved. I was kind of looking for another way that I could help.
And you're back.
Yeah, yeah. And she said, you know what? There's an opportunity with Cooking on the Square. I think that you would be great. And same thing. I didn't think twice. I just kind of threw my name in the hat. Now we're here. So...
I think of Pam Ely. We miss her so much. Passed away mm-hmm. a few years ago, and she lived and breathed Habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So if Pam called, it didn't make any difference what she was going to ask for. You were going to automatically say yes. Well, Casey's the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, she stepped in, and her and TJ, they've done such a great job over the years, and now it moves on with new folks. I know y'all do a great job with Cooking on the Square. Habitat, it's grown so much, hasn't it?
It has.
I mean, you think where Habitat started at. Now you've got the new offices out on East Spring Street. Got the ReStore down in what we all call the old Kmart Shopping
yes.
Center, the big R store beside of it. How's it going? How's the ReStore doing?
It's actually going really well. If y'all have not been by it, you need to go take a look. We've actually got a few great things over there. We've got, of course, our showcase displays and everything, and we've got a partnership now with TTU Design. So they're coming in and designing a booth space as well. I mean, you can find almost everything at the ReStore that you're needing.
Yeah. And folks, if you don't know what the ReStore is, you can donate your used furniture, appliances,
home decor,
mm-hmm. construction materials, all kinds of things. And they have the ReStore there. You can donate it. It's a tax write-off for anyone wants to do that. But then if you want to go buy the stuff, it's kind of like a huge retail store that you can go in and you can get some great deals on some great stuff.
And I don't know if y'all watch enough, you know, reels on Facebook and Instagram, but everyone that goes thrifting, that is the best thing to do. Just go over to the ReStore. You get to have fun. You never know what you're going to find there.
And if you got stuff that at your home you're renovating and you got stuff that you're going to replace, don't throw it away. Donate it to Habitat to ReStore, because they use the profits coming from all of that equipment and furniture and all those things to be able to help build more houses in Putnam County. So it's a great deal. Is ReStore open? How many days do we know?
It's open. It's only closed on Mondays and Sundays, I believe.
Sundays and Mondays, that's what they say. So Tuesday through Saturday, you can go by. It's in we call the old Kmart Shopping Center, or the Big R Shopping Center, I guess it is now, right beside the Big R, their office out in Jefferson. Check it out. We're talking about Cooking on the Square. It's coming up October 31st. It's going to be a great time. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You got 2 hours. You buy a ticket, unbelievable amount of food. You'd have a great time, and you would not leave hungry. We're going to talk more about Cooking on the Square and Habitat, but we've got to take a break. Stay with us. Our show this week, it's about Cooking on the Square. It's a tradition that we've been doing now for about 29 years. Habitat for Humanity, a great nonprofit we have here in Putnam County. It benefits them, allows them to build homes, affordable homes where people use a lot of sweat equity and volunteers build the homes. And then they pay a mortgage each year just like all the rest of us do. But it enables families that may not have another opportunity to be able to own a home to do that. My guests this week are Ashley Martin and Amanda Selby. There with Habitat. Ladies, it's rolling around quick, October 31st, but it's a special one this year. We're going to do it on Halloween.
Yes, that's right. This year's extra special. We're going to have a Cajun-themed costume contest. So
a Cajun-themed costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that involve? Is that scary stuff with beads and all the kind of stuff you bring Cajun into it? Or
well, I mean, you can add a spooky Halloween twist if you want, but you know, we were thinking, you know, chefs, fishermen, Mardi Gras,
Mardi Gras kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, jesters, gators, that kind of thing.
Stilt walker. You'd be good on stilts, wouldn't you?
No, I don't know about that. That would probably be a good show.
You're great on a horse. So, yeah.
I don't know if my balance is that good.
So you're going to have a contest for on the costumes.
Yes, we are. And we have five categories for the costume contest.
Okay.
We got most creative, the funniest, best group costume, and then also the best overall. So definitely gather your friends and start planning your costumes.
It's going to be a good year. We never know what the weather's going to be. One year, though, Amanda, we've had rain, we've had snow, we've had cold. But one thing y'all recommend is don't bring umbrellas if it's going to rain, right?
No, try to do a poncho if possible, just because of the crowd. And it doesn't matter if it is rain, snow, shine, whatever it is. The crowds are still going to be there. So the more umbrellas we have, the less room we have.
Yeah, when you put hundreds of people around the square with all those umbrellas, it's tough. So bring your ponchos, your hats, or your coats. And cooking on the square, if you've never been, we close down the courthouse square on the last Friday of October, and you have about 68 cooking teams that come and cook Cajun themed stuff, but a lot of sweets to eat and all kinds of things. You pay one price and you're there for 2 hours and you eat all you can eat. Two tickets. You got the general admission where they can come that day, but there may be a line to get in. But
always.
You got a special promotion going on with the golden ticket, right?
The golden ticket, yes. The golden ticket is a $40 ticket, and it's the skip the line. So you get to pick out your bowl early over at the Pottery Studio, actually where's the Habitat offices. You get to have your time to pick out your bowl. And then when you get to the event, you just walk right in. No more lines. You get to bypass everybody. Wave at them as you go by, too.
Yeah.
Make sure they know you bought that golden ticket.
I got my golden ticket. And you got two entrances to be able to come into the event with the courthouse being blocked off. So tell us about that, how they get in.
Yeah, you can enter the event on Jefferson Avenue down close to Hooper and Huddleston Funeral Home. And then the second entrance is over on East Broad Street, just down from Poets.
Yeah, so two ways to come in. Plenty of parking with the parking lots. We've got the new parking lots down at Spring and Maple. Holds several hundred cars. A lot of places to park. Walk in. Spend a couple hours. See all kinds of people that you might haven't seen in a while. It's a social event almost anymore, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is the premier event to come to. Or we like to think it is.
I think so, too. So, for folks that might not have been before, you got some tips for them that... on what to do and what not to do?
Yeah, absolutely. One, buy your golden ticket so you can take your time, pick out your beautiful handmade pottery bowl. Definitely wear comfortable shoes, dress for the weather. If they're calling for rain, like Amanda said, bring a poncho and bring your friends and come hungry.
Come hungry because it is a great event and raises money for Habitat. Let's talk a little bit about that. On Habitat, almost 100 houses that Habitat's built. I'm going to show my age. I remember the first house when they called down off of Burgess School Road. I think it was three lots maybe that they built the first three houses. I was the 911 director back then, so they called and was getting addresses, and they said, "This is Habitat for Humanity." And I said, "What is Habitat?" I mean, we hadn't had that before here. And once they explained it, I thought, what a great idea. Never dreamed, I don't think, it would grow as much as it has and be so successful. Our community has embraced Habitat, as we do all of our nonprofits, in a way that just makes you feel good about the community we live in, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so it allows the money that's coming in from cooking on the square to be able to build these houses?
Yes, absolutely. So 100% of the proceeds from cooking on the square goes to Habitat to help build affordable housing and help Habitat build homes, and not only in Cookeville, but also in the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah, and the Habitat house bills, they're all built by volunteers. I mean, you got your construction manager that works for Habitat that helps do it, but you got all these contractors and carpenters and plumbers and just people in the community volunteer. I mean, a lot of times you have a women's day, right, where all the women get together and come in. And
yes, I actually got to participate in that my first time. That's something that I have not been able to do with Habitat yet, was to build. So we spent a whole day and we framed up doors and windows. And it was an experience that I have. I mean, it's just unbelievable how amazing it was to help out.
Makes you feel good, doesn't it, to giving back to your community and know that you're helping. We were talking in the break about the dedication of those homes. And I've been to several of those where that family is getting the keys to their home and being able to go into it, and it's just the looks on their faces. A lot of these families have had all kinds of hardships and probably may have never thought they'd be able to own their own home, but Habitat's made that possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's really moving to go from, like Amanda said, actually putting volunteering your time to help build the home and know that it is going to a family that needs it.
Yes.
You know.
Y'all are spreading out. You're not just in Cookeville anymore in Putnam County. You're spreading out into the surrounding county?
Yes. So we have got our final merger done with DeKalb County. We have got Overton County, which we're about to start our first build over there. And then we are just now trickling into White County as well.
That's amazing. Watching it spread. There's actually an event that you're putting on in DeKalb County. I think it's on Friday, the October the 24th. It's called the 2025 Chili Cook-Off and Bake Sale. So that's helping you get going in DeKalb County, serving from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the DeKalb County Courthouse.
Yes. So it's going to mimic just slightly like cooking on the square, except, of course, it is a chili cook-off. And when I say cook-off, they're actually judging food over there.
I went to one chili cook-off that they asked me to judge, and I was the only judge. There were 28 different chilies that I had to judge.
Oh, wow.
But it's amazing at the different variations that people do with chili. I mean, you think of just one or two, but I was amazed at how people change things, add things, even from color to texture, beans, no beans, all this kind of stuff. That'll be a great event.
It's going to be a good one, yes.
Mayor Adcock down there in DeKalb County, I may have to go down and see him and have some chili. It's a rain or shine kind of event too, right? You've got a different location down there. If it was to rain, the DeKalb County complex there, you're going to be able to move it over to it. So that's Friday, October the 24th from 10:30 to 1 at the DeKalb County Courthouse for the 2025 DeKalb County Chili Cook-Off. You're looking for another place to go before you come to the Cooking on the Square. Well, this is the place. We got a couple of minutes left. Let's rehash so folks that might just be catching the last part of the event, if they've been driving and picking us up on the radio, about where they get their tickets and specifics about the event, Ashley.
Yeah, so you can go online at uchabitat.org and buy your ticket there. You can also visit the Habitat office on Spring Street, as well as the Habitat Restore over in the Big R Shopping Center. And they are also available at most of the local banks here in Cookeville as well.
And you want to make sure you pick up the golden ticket, right, Amanda?
Yep, that's the special ticket. That's the winner right there.
That's the winner. You don't have to wait. They can be lines of getting your bowls. And all these bowls that you're going to be eating out of are handmade.
We make majority, actually, at our pottery studio at our Habitat office on Spring.
Let's talk about, if somebody wants to volunteer or donate to Habitat, drop by the office on Spring Street?
Yep, they can drop by the office there on Spring Street. Mallory Hill, she is the volunteer coordinator with Habitat. So definitely you can drop in, give them a call, ask for Mallory, and she can get you lined up to be a volunteer for the event. And honestly, this event would not happen without volunteers, from the cook teams to the bake teams, and then also the volunteers that help the day of the event. I mean, we have over 100 volunteers that come just to help work the event. We have several high school clubs that come and volunteer, you know, civic groups or just individuals that love Habitat and love the event and want to come donate their time and energy.
Couldn't do it without the volunteers, could we, Amanda?
No.
It's amazing. It's an amazing event. Talking about Cooking on the Square, it's October 31st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Block off the courthouse square. Over 60 cooking teams of everything that you can possibly think of. You'll have a great time. Get your tickets and come by. Thanks, guys, for being on the show and talking about it. And thank you for volunteering with Habitat. It's a great organization. We have a lot of great nonprofits in Putnam County. Habitat's one of them, and it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for volunteers like you. So thank you.
Yep, thank you. We'll see everyone on the square.
Cooking on the Square, October 31st. That's our show this week. As always, thank you for joining us. Hope you'll join us every week. Our prayer always is, may God continue to bless Putnam County.